All righty. A couple of quick things here. Keith Newell asking me, remember I got the grounding pad and I didn't know anything about it. And I said, well, I'll give it a try. I don't know anything about it, but I'll give it a try. And his wife is asking, how's the grounding pad thing working out? And I got to say, I notice no difference in any part of my body or anything using the grounding pad. Now, some people swear by them. I could just as easily swear at them. So that's not there. And also, Keith reminds us, on Christmas Eve, kids will be coming to the Wexford County Airport in Cadillac to watch Santa on NORAD as he delivers presents in Europe. Then the kids get to talk to Santa via amateur radio while he is in his sleigh. So that sounds pretty cool. Thanks, Keith, for the heads up on that. We always like checking in with Steve Dolant because he speaks his mind. He is able to do that as a retired Detroit Police Assistant Chief. We want to talk a little bit about what appeared to be not such great work in the whole Brown University shooting. And then, as it turns out, the murder of an MIT professor. And they said at the time, well, these are not related. And I said at the time, well, how can you say they're not related when you don't even know what you're talking about regarding the Brown person? So anyway, glad I got that off my chest, Steve. It's time for you to get some things off your chest. What do you think?
You shouldn't beat around the bush. How do you really feel?
Well, that's how you are. You inspire me.
Oh, God. That chief, that was a cluster.
Yeah,
we've got the guy in custody. This is the right guy. We have plenty of evidence. Oh, guess what? Release him. We don't have enough evidence. Okay. And then what is the custodian that said, I seen the guy with the mask, and I told the police this might be the guy you want to follow. But in their defense, too, a little bit, there were four different leads they were following. But they finally did good police work. Didn't catch the guy, killed himself, but tracking him down. But could have prevented the MIT murder if they had caught him sooner. And we still don't have a motive, and we never have a motive for any of those shootings, correct? Am I wrong in that or not?
No, I have not heard a motive at all. I didn't sound like, from the one eyewitness anyone was able to talk to, Fox or somebody on the news, talked to a guy who was in front of the classroom,
yep,
who said the guy walked in with a mask, we made eye contact. And then he later, yep, said when he walked in shooting. Why he didn't shoot the guy that he made eye contact with in the front of the class, I don't know. Was he aiming for someone specific? It doesn't sound like it, but I don't know.
No, and weren't there 44 spent cases?
Yeah. He only hit two?
Well, not a very good shot, apparently. But with 42, but again, no, he hit more. He killed two.
That's right.
16, right? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, you're right,
yeah,
right.
He did kill two, and he wounded 16. And the crazy, did you see about the two females that were there?
No.
Are going through. One had been in Parkland the day that shooting happened.
She was
next
heard
door.
That. Yeah, I did hear that.
And the
that.
Other one had actually been shot in a mass shooting at a school in L.A., and she went to Brown University because it's small, and she figured, I'll get away from the big city, no problems.
Safer.
And this happens. Yeah, yeah. And for what it's worth, did you hear about the parents saying that we shouldn't do active shooter training because it's traumatic for the kids?
No, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. They asked me about that, and I said, really? And you and I are about the same age.
What are they thinking?
Right? Okay, so you and I are about the same age. Do you remember the Cold War? And how we used to lay in the hallway with a coat over us like it's going to stop anything?
No, I remember climbing,
yes,
under my desk if a nuclear,
yes,
bomb,
yes,
landed.
Yes.
Whatever that was supposed to do.
No, right.
No,
I don't
think it affected me at all.
Yeah, thank you very much. And I told him, I said, I'd rather have my kid traumatized, seeing a psychiatrist, than visiting them in a cemetery.
Well put. I'd rather have them alive.
Thank you. So there's so many things like the Brown University, the police department, the chief looked terrible.
These people sorry. I tried to give them a break. I always try to give these people a break. They were just appalling in every way. Every time I saw one of their press conferences, it was like standing on the side of the road watching an accident happen.
Actually, I met once with a bunch of retired police command officers, and they said the only thing missing was the Benny Hill music. That's how bad it was. And I went, wow. That's a good quote. He goes, use that in your interview. So I just did.
But Matt, the only thing missing was the Benny Hill music. Sad but true.
That's right. I'm glad the case is closed, but it's really not closed because we don't have a motive. Other than the one teacher used to teach Judaic law, right? So at first I thought it might be anti-Semitic. The one teacher that was killed. Didn't she teach Judaic? She was an economics teacher, but also taught Judaic law, I thought.
Wait a minute. Was that the man? Are you talking about the guy from MIT?
Brown?
There was
Brown.
Another?
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a teacher killed at Brown.
I thought there were two teachers, and one was targeted. Maybe I'm wrong.
There's been so many mass shootings, but anyway, with all the
anti-Semitic stuff going on, I thought that was one of the reasons, because the whole Australia thing, the trouble
with the Australia thing is the first reports made the police look bad. They were saying these were new police, they were frozen, they didn't shoot back for 20 minutes. Well, now we've learned that they shot back after they got there. 6 minutes after it started, they started shooting.
You know what? And how many people are out there? Right, it's not like it's an easy thing. You just can't open fire because you might hit innocent people. And the guy out there was a freaking hero.
Guy that grabbed him. Oh my God! Oh. The only thing I just wish he would have used that gun on the guy right then and there.
You know, I was surprised he dropped the gun, didn't he? After he pointed at him.
He should have grabbed the gun. He pointed at him, and then he set it up against the tree. Because my reaction was, oh my God! If the police see him with the rifle, they could shoot him.
Sure, and. That guy, both of them, weren't they legal gun owners? And Australia has very strict gun law. It goes back to, it's the person, not the gun law.
It's the person. They've got the strictest gun laws. And that moron prime minister says, we have to have better gun laws. What a loser. I mean, it's not the weapon. Because if they don't have a gun, they're using cars in Europe. They're using knives. They're doing all kinds of things.
Yes.
It's the person. And it's the mental instability we have around the world, and apparently we're so worried about their rights, we aren't taking them off the streets as they should be taken off the streets if they're not capable of being safe to themselves or to the rest of us.
And that's a huge problem. There's too many people out there that should not be out there and unfortunately need to be committed and can't be for whatever reason, but you know, that's
I'm going to tell you something. You know what I said, Steve, in the past, years ago?
What's that?
I didn't like the whole video game thing where kids are shooting and killing people. And then the next day they start the game up and all those people they shot and killed are alive again. And I criticized that a long time ago. Yet one of the people, witnesses, talking about this mass shooting said, it was like watching a video game. I go, oh, my God.
Oh, that's what happened in Dearborn. Weren't they saying they were playing Fortnite before they caught them? They're going to do that Halloween massacre?
Yep. I haven't heard much about that lately, by the way.
No. And then two juveniles are going to try as an adult. But it's been kind of wait and see what happens. It's crazy. It's the world's nuts.
Steve Dolan.
No, I like the fact you're so nice and calm.
I'm pretty
I love
calm.
The fact. You're so calm and even keel. I love it.
I'm trying to be kind of calm, you know. But I'm real because I'm a human being.
That's why I love talking to you, because you're like, hey, here's the deal. If you like it, great. If you don't, oh, well, that's how I feel. I love it.
Well, anyway. Because I know that smart people understand and agree with me. We all are entitled to an opinion. And if they want to have the wrong opinion, that's up to them. If they want to have the right opinion with me, then that's great.
They want the right opinion. They should listen to you. Okay.
Steve, always a pleasure.
Have a Merry Christmas.
You have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And I thank you again and again for your work when you were Detroit Police Assistant Chief. And I thank you for the great work you're doing now, retired and speaking your mind, which is what we want. That's why we elected Donald Trump. We want to hear someone speak their mind. Now, we don't always, you know, sometimes he's off a bit. But beyond that, he's speaking his mind and trying to do things, lots of things that we think are good.
I agree.
All right, Steve. Thanks much, my friend.
Have a good one. You guys take care.
Bye. You too.